It was 2 days after the memorial service when Piper woke up suddenly, as if startled by a loud noise, and found herself staring at her husband's eyes. Eyes she often thought were the color of the Chesapeake Bay, briny and gray, with a hint of sky. Eyes she hadn't seen in 2 full weeks. "Tom!" she cried, her heart swelling with joy, relief, and love. Always love. His face was still groggy with sleep, his head lying on his pillow, exactly in the dent Piper had been staring at for days. He blinked at her. "What is the Sad Sack Handbook?" The Sad Sack Handbook, Dealing with Depression and Anxiety, is meant for people who have been coping with depression and uncomfortable mood. Some of the things in this guide will make more sense to younger adults, and some will make more sense to older ones. But check it out for yourself. Decide which parts of this guide make sense for your life. "Let me ask you a hypothetical question," I said to Janet.
"Sure."
"What kind of mother do you think I'd make?" She stared at me. "Are you pregnant, Claire?" "God, no." "Thinking about adopting?" "Not really." "Then why ask me a question like that?" "It's a perfectly reasonable question. You're a mother."
"I'm the team captain."
"Good," Officer Scott said. "We're calling to have some people come in to help with taking statements. In the meantime, we'll start speaking with everyone one at a time. What I need you to do,"
he made clear eye contact with Tosh,
"is keep those who haven't been interviewed yet from discussing what happened amongst themselves. Can you do that?"
Tosh nodded. Officer Scott flashed a thin but approving smile.
"Can you tell me why you are all here?"